Politico is reporting that President-elect Donald Trump has tapped Stephen Miller, incoming senior White House policy advisor, to write Trump's upcoming inaugural address. Yesterday, another Miller, Jason Miller, no relation, surprised many by declining Trump's request that he be director of communications. And over the weekend, Trump's transition team issued a statement saying the president-elect would dissolve his charity, the Donald J. Trump Foundation, to avoid the appearance of any conflict of interest. NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving joins us. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Robin.
Start with the announcement regarding the Trump Foundation. There had been so much scrutiny, including the use of charity dollars to settle lawsuits unrelated to the charity. The charity is also currently under investigation by New York's attorney general, who says technically Trump can't dissolve the organization while it's being investigated. So what's going on here?
There is going to be a great deal of continued investigation and journalism about this foundation. It appears to be a way that Donald Trump has done business. It has had people that it's done nice things for, but over the years it's also had a number of other functions for Donald Trump. So it's going to be a source of conflict of interest, or at least accusations and allegations of conflict. And so it's best from the standpoint of the Trump White House to shut that foundation down.
Look, let's be clear. There are people who claim it really wasn't a charitable organization.
There have been such allegations because, in particular, they used foundation money to pay off fines with respect to a lawsuit down in Florida and in some other cases. They used money to buy some things that appeared to be of benefit to someone such as Donald Trump himself, for example, a portrait of himself. But it has been a source of a lot of black eyes for the campaign and now for the transition team. And they are saying the best way to deal with it is to just shut it down, at least temporarily.
Well, the day before, Trump's son Eric said he'd suspend his charitable foundation. This raises money for terminally ill children at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis. And at that point, Trump tweeted, "My wonderful son Eric will no longer be allowed to raise money for children with cancer because of a possible conflict of interest with my presidency. Isn't this a ridiculous shame? He loves these kids, has raised millions of dollars for them." Explain why there was criticism of Eric Trump.
Eric Trump, of course, is still free to give money to St. Jude's or to any other cause that he wishes. But what he won't be able to do if this foundation does shut down is to run celebrity golf tournaments at Trump golf courses with the very close nuclear family arrangement by which Donald Trump and his children are going forward to run his business and also to some degree to run his political affairs. Any kind of a gift to any kind of a Trump foundation would be seen in general as being a way to potentially curry favor with the Trump administration in the White House.
Yeah. Ron, before we let you go, take up Israel. On Friday, we know the UN Security Council passed that resolution decrying Israeli settlements in the West Bank. The U.S. didn't veto it. They chose to abstain, though, which allowed the resolution to pass. And now Israel's president, Benjamin Netanyahu, is blaming President Obama, saying he's looking forward to working with the future administration. And Donald Trump tweeting, "As to the UN, things will be different after January 20th. How unusual is this? There are literally two voices leading America at this point.
That's right. And we have the president still in charge in the sense of setting policy for the time being. And you have world leaders, Vladimir Putin, Benjamin Netanyahu, also talking to both Donald Trump and to Barack Obama. Obviously, in those two cases, they prefer the prospect of Donald Trump and the relationship they expect to have with him after January 20th. Donald Trump has made it clear that he did not approve of the United States failing to veto that UN resolution, which passed unanimously on the Security Council with the United States abstaining. A parting shot, perhaps, from President Obama and a parting shot as well from Netanyahu.
Ron Elving, NPR senior editor and Washington desk correspondent. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Robin.